Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, I'ma want you. Baby, I'ma need you. You're the only one I care enough to hurt about. Maybe I'm a crazy, but I just can't live without your loving and affection, giving me direction, like a guiding light to help me through my darkest hour. Lately I'm a praying that you'll always be a staying beside me. Used to be my life was just emotions passing by, feeling all the while I never really knowing why. Lately I'm afraid that you lost.
Better way to open a show than to hear Bread saying, "Baby, I'ma want you." I love that song. I do. Hey, can you guys hear me? Number one. Hello. Sue, can you hear me? I hear you clattering.
I can
there.
Hear you, sweetie.
Oh,
I
thank
can hear
God.
You.
Because yesterday you couldn't hear me. I mean, Thursday you couldn't hear me. So it's kind of like,
right.
Okay. Let me know I'm alive out there.
I hear ya.
Oh,
cloud
my
and clear.
Gosh. Oh, guys.
God, it's working today. That's right.
I think that's one thing that's working today. I think the numbness has worn off. That's the problem.
Oh, really?
I was still numb Thursday. I must have been. I mean, it's like my wrist, all of a sudden, it just hurts like crazy. And I'm thinking, what the heck? And then I stop and think, well, you fool, you've been using it. What's it supposed to feel like? You pick up a bottle of water, your wrist is going to hurt. So, you know, one of those things. My black eye has faded. My black eye has faded. It's about gone. It never did hurt. The knot above my head where the cut is, that knot has gone. It's flat like it's supposed to be again now.
Wow.
My teeth throb. They're tightening up and staying where they belong, but they throb. The numbness has worn off, take my word for it. It's like, and you know, you think with these bumpers I got that I would have bounced, but no such luck. I'm starting to feel bruises where I didn't know I could have bruises. You know, it's You got it.
Oh.
That's exactly right. It hurts. My shoulders.
Oh.
Trying to lift my arm. It's like, oh, don't do that, Jenny. Don't do that.
Well, we assumed that you would be more sore today than any day.
Yes, it is. It is. It's usually the second day after. Yeah, and this is the second day after. It happened Thursday morning. And walking up those steps, oh, Lordy Sue, I wish I had somebody that could carry me. Where is my hero when I need him?
Yeah, you heard all over.
Hell,
it's hell.
I need the Hulk.
Believe me.
I need the Hulk carry me up those stairs. Well, he don't live here, so it's get your honey up there, hon. Get your honey. Then you got to get back down. Then you get your honey back up. It's a good thing I've got a very strong willpower.
Yeah.
It comes in handy. Believe it or not, it comes in real handy. So that's okay. I'm going to have to just, after the show, and I don't need to be using the mouse for a while, I'm just going to have to get the heating pad out and put it on heat because my wrist really hurts. I've been using it.
Wow.
I've been using it way too much. I really, truly am my grandmother's granddaughter. I just don't. Mm. Yeah, okay. Maybe it's busted. Maybe it's sprained, but it ain't going to stop me. It don't matter. So I need to stop. Well, that's evidently not going to happen. So I just need to heal up is what I need to do. So, okay, I'm too stubborn to stop.
I hope it doesn't take as long as it's taking me because I don't know when this is ever going to end. It's driving me nuts. And,
Lord Almighty. It's just going to take me as long as it takes me, and that's how long it's going to take me. And when it heals up, it'll be gone. And then it'll be all over, chalk it up to experience, and keep telling myself, don't fall, especially
that's
not
good.
On jagged rocks. Don't fall.
No way, wow.
Those things are pavemented in place. They don't move either. I'm not sure if that's good or bad, but it sure as heck hurts. Anyway, don't do it. That is my word of advice to y'all. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
I don't care what anybody says. Don't do it because, you know, 2 days later, it's like, I didn't think I hurt my bumpers, but oh my gosh, owie. Anyway, I gotta play an Elvis song. I just, you know,
it sounds good.
And like I said, my teeth are just throbbing, so it hurts to talk. So. I don't know. It's going to be whatever it is.
Do you have some pain medicine you're on right now?
Only acetaminophen and aspirin. I don't take anything else. I just...
Well, that's what I meant,
I just took it about 15 minutes ago, so it really hasn't, and it's the first time I've taken it today, and it really hasn't kicked in yet. My fingertips hurt, girl. What the heck is up with that?
Oh my goodness.
I felt better yesterday. But, fast forward, I'm going to feel better again tomorrow. Because after you hit this second day, then it starts feeling better. So, I'm going to feel better tomorrow. It's going to be fine. Tomorrow comes showtime. A lot of this is going to be gone. So, it's really temporary. It's really temporary. Don't feel too sorry for me. It's just a moment thing. So I am going to play something from Wild in the Country, if I'm remembering correctly. And I'm sorry, you guys. I love that movie. I do love that movie. I know, but I do. That's how it is. I'm sappy. What can I tell you? Anyway, this is the song Forget Me Never.
If I should go, forget me never. Please say that you'll remember me. I pray the dreams we share together will shine on in your memory. Each time a star falls out of the heaven, it leaves the sky a deeper blue. So if we part, forget me never, and don't forget my love for you. Forget my love for you.
I just think that song's so pretty, and he's singing to her, and you know, this forbidden love kind of a thing. Doctor, patient, older woman, younger man. There's a lot about that movie, you guys. You know, think about it for a second. That was pretty, for that time, that was a pretty risque movie. You know, those were like forbidden.
Really.
Yeah, those were like forbidden things. And, but I like it. It's so sweet. And I don't like the ending much. I didn't like
the
ending.
The beast ending, remember?
That's one of my favorite lines of all of his movies. But I didn't like the ending of that movie too much. That was just too sad. Too freaking sad. But oh well.
Yeah.
You know, they never ask me when they do those things. They never ask my opinion. They never ask me what they should or shouldn't do. It's just, you know, they really
what?
Should ask. Oh well, I'm not going to hold my breath for that one. So... That's all right.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. I am going to play a song that John gave me for Thursday, and I didn't have enough time. It was the only song left over that I didn't get to play. So I'm going to play it now, and it's by David McWilliam. He's not a U.S. artist, so don't try to remember, but he's good. We've played some things by him before, and he is good. And this one is called Can I Get There by Candlelight.
This is the way to the rolling drum. This is the way to go. This is where the colors run and light like oceans flow. I'll show you how the thunder's through if you will come with me. I'll feed you spice on a silver spoon where sunshine lights the sea. Can I get there by candlelight, tripping through this empty night? Can I get there by candlelight, or is it much too far? Is there time to really get there? Is there time to stay? Is there very much to see there? And how much do I pay? Yes, there's lots of time to get there and lots of time to stay. There's much for you to do and see there if you've enough to pay. Can I get there by candlelight, tripping through this empty night? Can I get there by candlelight, or is it much too far? I get there by candlelight, tripping through this empty night? Can I get there by candlelight, or is it much too far?
Often ask that question myself. Can I get there by candlelight? Only if it's 20 feet away. Any farther than that, you better pray for a full moon and no clouds.
It's not too damn far. I might can make it too, Jenny.
And then, maybe not. I might not recognize it when I get there. Who knows? Yeah. Peppermint schnapps, I wonder if that helps. Mint is supposed to be healing. I wonder if
anything alcohol would probably help.
Well, you know, peppermint is like if you put peppermint oil on sprains, sore muscles, things like that, it's supposed to be healing for that. I'm just wondering if you take the peppermint internally, it helps the same way.
Maybe
probably
would.
Not, but it feels a whole lot better. Anyway.
Yeah.
I had lost my peppermint schnapps somewhere in a box. Who knows? During the move. I didn't find it in time for Christmas, so I didn't get to have my schnapps in hot chocolate. But I did find it about middle of January. I found it. It's in the cupboard above the stove now. So I could make up for losing out.
Not after you've taken that aspirin. Don't do that.
Oh, well, peppermint schnapps doesn't interact with aspirin or acetaminophen. That's the only reason I take
it's
aspirin
not good
or acetaminophen.
It's not good to
honey,
mix that for you.
Ain't nothing supposed to be good for me, and I just don't listen. What is normal does not usually happen with me. So if they say, oh, use this, it'll help. Use this, that'll help. No, not with me, it don't. Doesn't do a dang thing. So I just have to go individual, try this, try that. If it works for me, it works for me. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You know, that kind of a thing. And what usually works for other people, like with diabetes medications and stuff, they're supposed to work really, really good. I try them. It doesn't work at all. You know, that kind of a thing. It's very frustrating, but whatever. It's just my chemistry. It's just different. I am a different kind of duck. So I just don't. If they come up with new miracle treatment for diabetes or something, it's like, nope, forget that one because it never works on me anyway, so I just don't even bother anymore. I used to try them all. It doesn't work anymore. So,
listen, I'll tell you what frustrates you is, you know, there's probably a cure for diabetes out there. And, this is 2022. You would think by now there has to be some type of a cure for it, and I'm sure there is, but it's not acknowledged to the public. And
it's more lucrative and they make more money.
Sure, exactly. That's my point.
By not giving it to us, you know. So, and that's the thing, all the new medications and stuff they come up with, they might work really great, like that one that you only have to take once a week, something like that, but they either won't work on me, I'm better off staying with the old stuff, the metformin and gliburide. That works. I ain't going to mess with it. My insurance company tried to mess with it.
If it keeps it level, I would stick with what I was using.
Well, it's least harmful enough that if I need an extra dose during the day or something like that, I can do it and it doesn't hurt me.
Right.
I was talking to my girlfriend, and she's had some very serious illnesses, and she said, honey, keep taking your metformin because that keeps your kidneys from going into shock or having a stroke. I didn't know your kidneys could have a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but okay. So I take it. It doesn't work by itself, but if I take it with the gliburide, it does. And my insurance company some years ago, the insurance company I was with at that time, I'm not with them anymore, told me I was too old to take gliburide.
What?
And it's like, that's what I said. What? Oh, if you get a letter from your doctor and send it to us saying that it's necessary for your health care, then we would pay for it. But in our considered opinion, you're too old for gliburide. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's been working for me for 15 years, and I'm too old for it? I don't understand that, so it's kind of like I got a different insurance company. And they'll pay for it. They pay for it. It's not expensive, but by the same token, that's not my insurance company's place to tell me what I should be taking and what I should not be taking. That's between me and my doctor.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
That's very true.
And my doctor needs to work with me and not be ordering me around, because doctors have been replaced for trying to order me around and tell me what to do. That doesn't work with me. If we can talk about it and figure out why I need to do this or not do this, or why, in my considered opinion, I won't do that because it just doesn't fit with me. You know, if we can talk it out and find something that both of us agree on, that's my kind of health care. But you start ordering me around like I'm a private and you're a four-star general, and that ain't going to work. I'm going to kick you to the curb, honey. So my doctors, once I find a good one, I stay with them forever. I stayed with one doctor for like 10 years until his neck started bothering him from a high school football injury, and he had to quit. And the next doctor I got, I didn't really like him, but my insurance company would pay for him. But you know what? His PA was absolutely fantastic, so I stayed, and I saw his PA as my physician, and it worked out great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough. That can work for a few visits, but then you have to see the doctor himself after so many.
No, I don't.
No,
I don't.
You don't?
No. They don't make me see
really
the doctor. He works under the doctor's auspices. He has treatments okayed by the doctor. I never had to see that doctor again. I just saw the PA.
Well, I have to. I can see the PA for so many times, and then
well,
I have to see the doctor's department.
Honey, you live in Texas. What do you expect?
Well, that's true, too. Oh, well.
Yeah, I was in Arizona, and because of so many retired people in Arizona, if they can take a load off for someone that usually doesn't have serious illnesses, then they let it happen. Especially if he's good. And he was going to school to become a doctor, so maybe that was the difference. I don't know. But I saw him. I saw Matt for like 15 years. He never did become a doctor. But
yeah,
he's so good. He had natural remedies so that I didn't have to take a whole lot of drugs, because I explained to him, I don't like drugs. If you can treat me with supplements or natural foods or something like that, go for it. I don't like drugs. And so we cut down on prescriptions.
I don't either.
We deleted two of my prescriptions, and he gave me some natural supplements for my triglycerides that worked. It worked.
Yeah.
Flaxseed and niacin.
Really?
Yeah, really. So, you know, I don't, unless it's something really, really serious, something they won't let a PA handle, I don't need a doctor. I can go with a PA that's been trained in holistic medicine as well. And we can find the two. Now, here in Georgia, I have no idea what's going to happen. I know, first off, I need to see a doctor and I have the doctor's name, and I'm just waiting for my insurance card, you know, things like that. So we'll see what he says about. But that's the thing with all the new medications that are coming out with diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They all have this little tag on the tail end. If you or someone in your family has had medullary thyroid cancer, you cannot take this. Well, okay, guess what? I haven't had that. But my mom had this big old huge goiter on her thyroid that they had to take out. They had to take her thyroid out. They never did say whether it was cancer or not to me or any of us kids. They probably told her, but we never heard. And then one
goiters
of my sisters
aren't. I had a nodule that came up on mine a long time ago that they just removed a quarter of the gland. And
it was a great big huge. I mean, it was the size of a softball.
Yeah,
big,
daughters
huge.
Get real big. Yeah.
Yeah,
they can get real big before you even know it.
They had to see it in the mirror, honey. I don't get that big before you notice that one. But, they had to take her whole thyroid out. But I do have a sister that
had it. She waited a long time before she had it checked?
I have no idea. I wasn't living there at the time. I lived in California. So I don't know. But I was back home in Spokane by the time she had the surgery. So I don't know how long it's been, to tell you the truth. I really don't know. My sister probably talked her into going to the doctor. She probably wouldn't have gone at all. That's my mama for you. But, yeah, one of my sisters has had thyroid cancer. And she doesn't want to talk about it. So I don't know if it was medullary thyroid or not, because my sister won't talk about it. So I just assume, okay, she had thyroid cancer. I can't take that medication. You know, I won't worry about it. If I can have my metformin and my gliburide, that works. Why muck with it? It hasn't affected any of my readings or my organs in 25 years. I've been taking it that long.
Well,
you can get it from Australia if they don't. But it's like if it hasn't hurt me now yet, it ain't going to hurt me. So just keep it coming. Keep it coming, love. Keep it coming, love.
funny.
I could continue, but I won't. Okay, how about Temptations?
Sounds good. Sounds
my tongue got tied in a knot there for a second, and it wasn't even a cherry stem. It was just my tongue tied itself in a knot. Okay, Temptations. My girl.
Sunset on a cloudy day.
I like it. I've always liked it. That's a good song. I have a good Elvis song. It's an earlier one. He did this, I think he did this one on Ed Sullivan. I don't think this is Ed Sullivan's take, but it's still the same song. Stuck on you, like glue, baby. First off, let's see. Ah, yes. You'll recognize the song. Tell me who's singing it.
This is from Martin Brown. It was Lady Friend. Well, I said, that you will always stay. It wasn't me who changed, but you, and now you've gone away. Don't you know? Follow you and beg you to come home. You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to say forever, I will understand. Believe me, I'll never tie you down. just a walk, just a memory. But since then, has gone real. All the stuff is loneliness. There's nothing left to fear. Just be close to hand. You don't have to stay forever. I will understand. October 23rd, 2017. It was for Martin Brown in South Africa.
Yee-haw! An ending!
Good one.
Yay! Yay! Okay. Yes, yes. And, yes, that was 2017, but it was our man. And, yeah, John Burroughs, John J.B. Anyway, here we are. Something John sent me this morning, Val Dunagan. I remember the song very much. I remember the whole thing. Elusive Butterfly of Love.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind. And if you're quick enough to rise, you'll catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow. Out on the new horizon, you may see the floating motion of a distant pair of wings. And if the sleep has left your ears, you might hear footsteps running through an open meadow. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. You might have heard my footsteps echo softly through the distance in the canyons of your mind. I might have even called your name as I ran searching after something to believe in. You might have seen me running through the long abandoned ruins of someone I used to be. If you remember something there that glided past you, followed close by heavy breathing. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love.
I was wondering what that was going across my dreams. Nets of wonder. I have to remember that. Nets of wonder. flying across my dreams, chasing butterflies. Uh-oh, that could land me in the loony bin if I'm not careful.
Oh, well.
Okay. You don't want to spread that one around, huh?
You're excused right now since you fell and hit your head.
Oh, gosh. I gotta keep myself on that upper plateau instead of down in that valley, because when you don't feel good and you hurt, and you know this, Sue, if when you hurt, you can end up down on that riverbank contemplating real easy, and I'm not gonna let that happen. So, hey, you know, well, if I act a little crazy. Yeah.
It's normal
yeah.
for you.
It's normal. And when you jiggle my brain against the insides of my skull, it gets a little bit weird. Yeah.
That's all right. It's okay.
As long as there's no internal bleeding and I didn't really break anything major, I guess I'm okay. I'm just bruised and battered, and it'll get better.
You'll
be
okay in a couple days.
Well, maybe a week,
yeah.
But, you know. I don't know exactly what's up with my wrist. I might have to have it looked at. But, you know, even if there's a bone, and I know right where it is, exactly where it is, if there's a bone that's broken, they can't do anything but put it back in place. And I did that yesterday by moving my thumb around trying to figure out what was wrong. So, Army doctor, I've got it wrapped up and immobilized. And that's all they would do for it, too, because my grandma broke her wrist numerous times, and that's all they ever did, wrap it up in an ACE bandage. And yes, Grandma, I swear, you taught me this by watching you. She peeled that bandage back and do dishes with a broken wrist. See? So I'm doing the same flipping thing, and that's not good.
You're going to be fine. You just need a little time.
It really and truly is going to be fine, guys. I'm just kind of making fun of myself is what's going on. So, you know, I'm not complaining or bellyache. I'm just making fun of myself because I can, in my mind's eye, I can stand back 25 feet and watch myself timber plop on that pavement. I can just, it's kind of funny.
Oh gosh.
So,
well,
yeah,
I laugh at myself too, trying to do things too, Jenny. It's not funny, but you have to laugh about it because, you know, it's kind of scary in a way.
I think it's hilarious myself. It's because I can see myself, and as long as I didn't get major hurt, it's funny.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like crying about it, so that it's okay. Don't feel too sorry for me, guys. It's just there's nothing to feel sorry about. Everything's going to heal and be fine. So we're good. And on that note, I'm going to play Phil Collins. John sent this to me. We played a lot of Phil Collins when we had the record store back in the 80s, but he was never on my fan radar, if you know what I mean. Just not, some of his stuff was okay. I don't mind Phil Collins at all, but I just never, if I don't hear him, it doesn't bother me, you know what I mean? But John sent this song to me this morning, and it's like, I don't remember hearing Phil Collins sing this song. Obviously, he did. It's been recorded, right?
Right.
So here is Phil Collins doing Going Back.
I think I'm going back to the thing. In my youth, I think I'm returning to all those days. thinking young and growing older, there's no sin that I can play the game of life to win. Oh, I can't.
He did a pretty credible job. I kind of liked it when he did that. That was nice. That was nice.
Pretty song. It is?
Yes. Yes, it is. It is a pretty song. Nostalgic. It kind of makes you remember stuff, you know? He did a good job. He did a good job. All right. Here's another one. You guys can figure it out. Make the world go away.
Thank you.
Yep. Yep. It's just so interesting to find all the different ones. I love it. It's so much fun. Okay. Now, you guys know Elvis' song Memories, right? I know every one of you has to say right. So it's...
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay.
One
all
of
right.
the best, yes.
All right. Do you remember who wrote that song? If Rhonda was on here, she would remember. I know that. But that's all right. That's all right. Okay. I'm just trying to see who's keeping up, and it's Tiny Tim. Yeah, right. Okay.
I should know that. Damn,
anyway,
I should know that.
But that's all right. That's okay. Not very many people remember that. I mean, they remember Elvis recording it. They don't remember who wrote it.
I remember Bobby Streisand and Elvis. And but who actually wrote it, I don't know.
Mac Davis.
Oh, okay.
Mac Davis wrote Memories. And he offered it to Sammy Davis Jr., and Sammy didn't want it. He actually recorded it himself, but I think he recorded it himself after Elvis recorded it. But it is Mac Davis' song by, I don't know, he wrote it. So, you know, but yes, he did want Elvis to record it when Sammy turned it down. So Elvis liked it. Elvis made it a hit. I remember when this song came out, I was sitting on the front porch on the corner of 9th and Adams in Spokane, Washington. I was 14. So I remember this song. I do remember this song. So, okay, here is Mac Davis' rendition of Memories, the song he wrote. Now, please listen to the lyrics. You know, stop jiving around with this other stuff for a minute, kids. Listen to the lyrics on this song, because they're different than the lyrics that Elvis recorded. I want to see if you can catch them.
Memories pressed between the pages of my mind. Memories sweetened through the ages just like wine. Quiet thoughts come floating down, settle softly to the ground like golden autumn around my feet. I touch them and they burst apart with sweet memories. Sweet memories of lollipops and red bouquets and twilights trimmed in purple haze and laughing eyes and simple ways. Quiet nights and gentle days with you. Memories, I cling to them and tremble till the dawn. My memories are all that I have left now that you've gone. Oh, what would I do without my sweet memory? Sweet memory. Twilight's trimmed in purple haze and laughing eyes and so
simple ways, quiet nights and gentle days with you. Memories, sadly fragrant flowers turning brown. Memories, soft and distant showers coming down, coming down, sweet memories.
Yeah, Mac likes lollipops, and he doesn't like press between the pages of my mind. Yeah, he changes things. Or did he write it that way and Elvis changed it? What do you guys think, eh? Either way, it's good, so it doesn't really matter. And now I am going to play Elvis' version. Enjoy.
Between the pages of my mind, memories sweeten through the ages just like wine. Quiet thoughts come floating down and settle softly to the ground like gold of autumn leaves around my feet. I touch them and they burst apart with sweet memories. Sweet memories of holy hands and red bouquets and twilights trimmed in purple haze and laughing eyes and simple ways and quiet nights and gentle days with you. Memories press between the pages of my mind. Memories sweeten through the ages just like wine. Memories, memories of holding hands and red bouquets and twilights trimmed in purple haze and laughing eyes and simple ways and quiet nights and gentle days with you. Memories press between the pages of my mind. Memories sweetened through the ages just like wine. Memories, memories, sweet memories, memories.
Oh, yeah. And, yes, Mac Davis wrote that song for Elvis to do on the 68 special. And he had a co-writer. I don't remember the dude's name. Isn't it strange? See, Mac gets all the credit. That's okay. That's not a problem. I am just not sure which words Mac originally wrote the song with. Was it Elvis words? And then he changed them when he recorded the song later? I don't know. Do you know, John? We'll find out. Anyway, there we go, guys. We got that. I got my go-to guy. All right. So now we're going to do, yeah, we're going to have some boogie-woogie. I can handle some boogie-woogie. How about you guys? You think you can handle some boogie-woogie? Yeah. We can always handle boogie-woogie. Boogie-woogie and blues. Oh, yeah. We like going that way. Oh, come on. Dum-dum-dum. I got to clean out my gospel file. It's way too big. I can't get through it. All right, here we go. Bill Pinkney and the original. Oh, hey, we haven't started song yet. Let's say hi to. Hi, girl. How are you doing?
Jenny, 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 I'm a calling in your show.
Uh-huh. Yay!
Hey! Hey, girl.
How's your cough, honey?
I think it's here to stay for a little bit, but it's not as bad as before.
Yeah. It's moved in and going to become a permanent resident. Is that what I heard?
Well, I have a permanent runny nose. So if that doesn't go away, I don't know. I don't get it. I told my husband today. I was like, "How are we still sick? It's been 2 months. How are we still sick? Did we get some type of COVID that nobody has ever seen before? And you get it, and you never get rid of it. What do we have?"
Oh yeah, be innovative. Find something else to be innovative with. That's not where you want to go.
Yeah, and then I got home because I had to. We had car trouble, and I had to pick up the car and bring it home. And I just sat down after I put stew on on the stove. I'm making stew and cornbread, by the way.
Woo!
So we got home. I put the stew on, and I started playing a video game with my husband. Because if you guys don't know me, you guys, I don't know, most of y'all know, I do play video games. That's what I do. I like it. And my husband does too. We can do together. So anyway, I sat down to play video games with him, and I even told our special guy I had to go because I wanted to play games with him. And about 10 minutes later, I looked at the clock, and I was like, oh, crap, I got to make the cornbread. So I'm up here making cornbread, and when I was stirring the pot, girl, in my head went, wait a minute, I could be calling Jenny's show as I'm making the cornbread. I'll do that.
So oh, there you go, multitasking.
I'm multitasking. I'm calling your show as I'm making cornbread.
Don't forget the sugar.
I had to go and also get buttermilk because I like buttermilk.
Okay. Do you dust your pan with the cornmeal flour before you put the dough in there?
Everybody does it different, honey. I do it the southern way that my mama and her mama and her mama before that and her mama done it. We even use bacon grease, girl.
Oh, yeah. Good.
It's
that's
so crispy in the bottom of the cast iron skillet when it's done. It's perfection. When it gets all done, inside on the bottom is all crispy cornmeal, so it tastes like,
yep.
I don't know. It's probably one of the best parts, my favorite anyways, the bottom crispy cracking.
Yeah. And you got to bake it in a cast iron skillet. You put it in a bread pan or a square cake pan. It's just not the same. That's not real cornbread.
My mama taught me that everybody below the Mason-Dixon line does it correctly. Anybody up there, northerners, does not. And that's what she told me, and I agree. I've went to the north. They make cornbread, yes, they do. But it's just the same.
It's different. It's just
somebody told me, well, Jimmy Mix is good. I'm like, girl, and not homemade. It's not supposed to taste like cake. It's a bread.
There you go. I learned how to make cornbread properly from a Foxfire cookbook. See, I grew up making it in a square cake pan. And it did. It was a lot like cornbread cake, corn cake. But when I got that Foxfire cookbook my mama got me, I learned the right way to do it. You use your cast iron skillet, and you sprinkle that corn in it, and use bacon grease. And, yeah, I learned the right way to do it.
Well, I think the best thing to do, anybody who's listening, don't listen to me, really. Don't listen to me. Everybody has their own recipe. Everybody does their own thing, okay? But y'all come to my house, you're going to see a very big difference.
There you go.
What is this stuff? It's just so, what is it? No, but, yeah, girl, cornbread is good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
My husband eats it like Elvis and his father did. He puts milk in his, like, cereal. Oh, I don't know why they do
that. Oh, really? I've never heard of that. Never done that. It's
really
like my cake.
Elvis and his family, they would take cornbread and crack it all into a bowl or a cup and add milk and eat it like cereal.
What?
My husband does it too, and all of his family, and I can't do it. Girl, I cannot do it. I know.
I can't either. No.
I couldn't
think open.
About enjoying it.
You cut it open, you slather it with butter, and put raw honey on it.
Well, that's good, too, and I dip mine directly into my beans just because that's how I like it.
Well, hey, yeah, my mama does that.
Right into the juice and soak it all up.
Mama does that. White beans and ham.
Yep, that's exactly. Yep. That's what that big piece of cornbread's for. It's to soak up all that juice. Oh, I get it.
Yeah, good stuff. I'm coming to your house for dinner.
Hey, maybe we can have a cooking channel one day, y'all. You might enjoy it.
And teach everybody how to do it right.
Just how to do it in general. A lot of women, hey, I know none of y'all do this, but the generation that's coming up after me, the ones that my sons are going to have to choose from, they're not going to know how to cook because their mamas don't cook. It's like, well, how do y'all eat? Fast food? Oh, Lord.
Yeah, pizza and McDonald's.
No, those are special occasions in my house. We don't out eat a lot, but it's a special thing, not an every night thing.
Well, you know, when I was growing up at home, I never had takeout. The closest we got to takeout was a gallon of root beer once a month.
Wow, girl.
And we grilled hamburgers outside at home, and that was as close as we got to takeout when I was growing up.
How many siblings did you have again? You have a lot, right?
There were 7 kids in our family.
Okay, well, there you go. That's exactly why. You know how much it would cost to take all you 7 kids out plus the Lord.
Root beer is all you could get, yeah. But that I was a married lady before I had McDonald's.
I think I heard Miss Sue there. Hey, Sue. Anybody else?
Yes, I'm here.
She's here.
How do you do?
I'm doing pretty good.
I heard her.
Doing all right.
I'm as they say, you know, I'm faking it until I make it, girl. Oh yeah.
Are you still coughing as well? I had pneumonia. I'm over it, but I've still got a leftover cough. I can't seem to get rid of
it. It comes and goes. It's basically because I'm constantly running. My nose is constantly running away from me, and that's what's making me cough. The drainage.
Well,
but
I don't have the nose problem, but I just keep having it.
I'm having the asthma problem because of it. So I'm seeing a specialist next week. We'll see what they have to say.
Oh, there you go. See if they can fix something.
Good.
They could turn on.
Yeah,
off
and if they don't
anyway.
Fix it, I'm going to an ear, nose, and throat doctor. Say, hey, fix me.
There you go. Somebody's got to be able to turn off the valve. You know.
I know. It's miserable in the middle of the night when you wake up, your nose is constant draining. But I'm sure everybody would rather listen to a song right now than listen to me.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do that. Oh, woe is me. Yeah.
I try not to, but everybody keeps asking me, how are you doing? So, you know, I thought, do it on the show, and then you get it over, and everybody knows. So I'm already past that.
Okay. But, yeah, it's just I just got to see the proper doctors, just specialists to find out
exactly.
What the hell. Fix me.
Exactly. Postnatal
drip. You know,
drip.
Come on.
Get off. Yes. Okay.
Exactly.
Anyway, we're going to do some boogie-woogie, honey. We like
it. Well, that's
this.
Almost one of my favorite kinds.
I know. Isn't this great? It's Bill Pinkney and the Original Drifters. Gonna move across the river. Gotta roll that boogie woogie sometimes, you know. The boogie woogies and the blues and that wakes you up again and you don't feel quite so bad. You know, I had something here and I'm trying to find it and I know what I'm gonna do now. Hey, Shauna girl, this one's for you, baby girl. This one's
what?
For you.
Me? Oh.
It's for you. It's for you. And I'm sorry, you might need your Kleenexes, darling, because it's going to bring back memories. But it's meant in a good way. It's meant
okay.
in a good way. It's Marty Robbins doing El Paso.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden, I was in love but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden, down put his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso, back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden, my love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me, tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso, I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward, down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys, off to my left right a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me, I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for the leader is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle, I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina good.
There you go, honey. Yes, I remember that it was your daddy's birthday not too long ago, and I thought of this song for you. So I'm glad you called in.
Oh, well, thank you. But his birthday was in September, but I appreciate it. It really brought back memories.
I thought he was, didn't you post him just a little bit ago for a reason? I forgot what reason now, I guess. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. It's been 14 years since he's passed on.
That's what it was. Well, it doesn't matter. Birthday's better.
I always hate January 12th. I don't like January 12th.
Yeah. I hear you, honey. I hear it. It's like I have purposely tried to forget when my grandpa died because it's such a pain in the patushka. But you know what? I'm so glad that I had him with me as long as I did. So, but I thought of you.
And I miss you guys. I mean, you know, I'm busy trying to make things better. That's all. Okay, I'll be back eventually. I didn't jump off the Facebook.
Oh, it's fine,
sweetie. Okay?
We know you're busy. We know what's going on, and
I know what you gotta do
to get things moving. You can't do everything. You're only one person.
No, but I'm a really okay. Because Miss Susan asked me. She's like, please, please, please come back to my chat. We miss you so much. But the thing is, I'm the queen of procrastination. And if I come back in there, I'm not gonna get anything done. Nothing.
You can come back later, sweetheart.
And May
okay.
is in, you know, 3 months, y'all. It's coming real fast when you're busy and you have a deadline.
2.5 months. I mean, it's real close to the middle of February, so 2.5 months. You know,
it'll be here before you know it.
Yeah, it's ticking down. You come back later when you've got things all squared away and ready to roll, and
absolutely, like I said, I am the queen of procrastination, and if I get in all these chat groups again, except for my two that I have for myself that I'm only in when I have a show, I won't get nothing done. I'll be in there watching, looking, just playing around too, and I just can't right now. But I'm coming back. It's not like I'm leaving forever.
Exactly. And until then, come visit.
Do what I can.
You just come visit until then. As, you know, you're welcome all the time. You know that. You're always welcome.
Oh, yeah. I know I can come back. Trust me. It's just a word. All I have to do is say, I want back in, and I'll be back in. Bam.
Exactly. Bam. Just like a tree falling in the forest. Timber. Bam.
And see, when I get overexcited, that's when my coughing comes back. So, you know, I'm gonna have to let you ladies go. I love y'all. I just wanted to come on and say hey, but
Don't burn the cornbread, honey. Don't burn the cornbread.
Yeah, I gotta go. I love you guys, and God bless you guys. And have fun, Miss Jenny, for the rest of your show, girl.
Take care, Jonna.
It's helping.
Bye, Miss Sue. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Have a good afternoon.
That cornbread.
Well, I wish I could feed everybody cornbread through the phone line, but I can't. I don't have that superpower, but it would sure be awesome.
Well, just wiggle your nose. Doesn't that still work? Just wiggle your nose and never mind.
Yeah, you know, you can always eventually come and visit me, girl. You don't live that far now.
I will. Eventually, I will. I gotta get stuff all squared away here first so that I can comfortably be gone overnight. And then
I know. I'll let you know. There's always a welcome. So I'll talk to you guys later,
Thank you, sweetheart. I love you.
Say hi
to Charles.
Bye,
Shauna.
I will. I promise. But they're going to be too busy eating my cornbread. So
That's true. But do it anyway. What the hey, you know?
I will, Jenny girl. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Okay. Let's do the other Marty Robbins song. This is the one that John sent me this morning that made me think of playing El Paso for Shauna. And even if she hadn't called in, I was still going to play it and dedicate it to her and her daddy. So that's okay. It was a good serendipity that she called. But now we're going to do the one that John sent me. Excuse me. Marty Robbins doing Ribbon of Darkness.
Ribbon of darkness over me since my true love walked out the door. Tears I never had before. Ribbon of darkness over me. Clouds are gathering over my head that till the day and hide the sun that shroud the night when day is done.
ribbon of darkness over me. Rain is falling on the meadow where once my love and I did lie. Now she is gone from the meadow, my love, goodbye. Ribbon of darkness over me, where once the world was young and free, where flowers did bloom and birds would sing. Ribbon of darkness over me. In this cold room lying, don't want to see no one but you. Lord, I wish I could be dying to forget you. How I wish your heart could see how mine just aches and breaks all day. Come on back and take away ribbon of darkness over me. Come on back and take away ribbon of darkness over me.
You know, Marty Robbins was so good. He was really good. But we lost him too. Well, I think he had a heart attack. I was working at KGA Radio in Spokane when he died, and I think he had a heart attack. But can't prove it by me because my memory's not a 100% accurate.
I don't recall. What? I'm trying to think. I don't remember, Jenny. I don't know.
When was that? I was still at the radio station, so 81, I think. 81? Anyway, yeah, he's gone. Gone, but not forgotten. Dun-da-da-da. I don't know where that came from. You do those kinds of things, and you go, why did you do that? I don't know. It just kind of seemed like the thing to do. Okay. Now that we've done that, I am going to do a song by The Cats that was also done by Elvis. Now, when I heard The Cats do it, I didn't recognize it. I knew I had not ever heard them do this song, okay? And then John said, well, I did that too. It's like, well, yeah, I've heard that. But it sounds like a different song to me. Because when the Cats do it, it's kind of cloaked. It's got a smoother, darker sound. And when Elvis does it, it's more open and bright. So here is The Cats doing Loving Arms.
If you could see me now, the one who said could hold you now, just for a moment, if I been too long in the wind, too long in the rain, taking any comfort that I can. Looking back and longing for the freedom of my chains, lying in your loving arms again.
I like that. I wonder what I'm going to find when I go out into the living room and kitchen after the show. Apache and Calico have been chasing each other around, and I don't know what they've been getting into. Oh, well, as long as the house is still standing, it's fine. Okay. All right, guys, we just heard that from the Cats. Now here is Elvis' version of Loving Arms.
Softly I will leave you softly, long before your arms can beg me stay for one more hour. If you could see me now, the one who said that he'd rather, the one who said he'd rather be alone. If you could only see me now, if I could hold you now, just for a moment, if I could really make you mine, just for a while, turn back the hands of time. I could only hold you now. Oh, I've been too long in the wind, too long in the rain, taking any comfort that I can. Looking back and longing for the freedom of my chains, and lying in you could hear me now, singing somewhere through the lonely night, dreaming of the arms that held me tight. You could only hear me now. I've been too long in the wind, too long in the rain, taking any comfort that I can. Looking back and longing for freedom of my chains, lying in your loving arms again. I can almost feel your loving arms again.
They're both fantastic, but they hardly even sound like the same song, just because of the different singers, mostly. Like I say, when you listen to the Cats, the guy singing it has a thicker, darker voice. And it just, for me, totally changed the song. It really did seem like a different song to me. But, okay, I'll say it. I prefer Elvis Vision. But Elvis, well, yeah, it's true. This is true. I'm not going to take it back. But, you know, John likes the Cats version. But they're both good. And you can like both of them equally well because, to me, they seem like different songs, even though the tune is the same, the words are all the same, but it just seems different. I don't know why. My ears are on the blink, too. I must have hit one of them when I fell. Rattled my eardrums.
Oh, God.
Hey, you know what? I can milk that fall for all kinds of things for quite a long time. Anyway, okay. I have another song John sent me this morning, and this is, hey guys, you want country? This be country. Frankie Lane doing Wanted Man.
Bullet in my shoulder, blood running down my vest, 20 in the posse, and they're never gonna let me rest.
Till I became a wanted man, I never even owned a gun. But now they hunt me like a mountain cat, and I'm always, always, always on the run. I killed poor Jet Bryant in a bad Laredo fight. Killed him with my bare hands for the girl I loved that night. Jet's brother's out to get me. He's coming with a gang. Well, I'd rather shoot it out by God than let him watch me hang. Bullet in my shoulder, running down my vest, 20 in the posse, and they're never gonna let me rest. Till I became a wanted man, I never even owned a gun. But now they hunt me like a mountain cat, and I'm always,
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 always
on the run. She had spangles on her red dress, she had laughter in her voice. When he tried to put his hands on her, my heart left me no choice. But was she really worth it? Well, I guess I'll never know. She'll be drinking someone else's rye when I'm 6 feet below. Bullet in my shoulder, blood running down my vest, 20 in the posse, and they're never gonna let me rest. Till I became a wanted man, I never even owned a gun. But now they hunt me like a mountain cat, and I'm always,
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 always
on the run. Wanted man, wanted man, on the run.
Yep, that was Frankie Lane, all right. I don't know why.
Did John send you that song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
Oh, I just wondered.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought that you missed something or you were going to say something. And I'm going, no, she's not going to say nothing. What's she going to say? Yes, John sent me that song. Yes, yes. You know, his tastes in music are so varied and so vast. I really, really do enjoy him sending me songs for the show, because I never know what's going to come up. And
right.
Every show is an adventure to find out what it's going to be. And it's always fun. It's always something new. And there are old favorites as well. You know, I keep telling them it doesn't always have to be new songs. It can be something we've heard before. It's okay. It just has to be what you want to hear. That's all. The only criterion is it has to be something you want to hear. And there's a little glitch in that because I tend to not play the same song two shows in a row. But sometimes, here's Carmel Silver doing Sunshine of Your Smile. Recorded for 4 years before she died. And she started at age 67. How cool is that? I think that is awesome. You know, it's never too late to do something you want to do. I like that. I like that a lot. Anyway, guys, I got a little bit under 9 minutes. About 8 minutes left. Yeah, that's a little under 9 minutes. anyway, I want to say thank you guys for joining me today because it was fun. We had a lot of good music. Thank you, John, for all the music because most of it is what you've sent me. And it's just good stuff. That's all. It's just good stuff. I tossed a couple for you in there, but that's okay. I love doing this, guys. I love that you joined me for this music and that you like it. You have a good time. And you make that chat hilarious sometimes. It's wonderful. And, yeah, I get a little off the wall once in a while, but that's good. I'm among friends, so it's okay. And I hope you join me tomorrow for the gospel show. It's going to be at the same time, same channel. Same bat time, same bat channel. I don't know. I don't know where it came from. It's just always been there, just lurking in wait for the right time, I guess. If y'all grew up watching the Batman series on TV, I mean, a lot of you were too young, but you'll know what that was from. So that's how it goes. I'm a little odd. And guess what? I like it that way. So don't look for it to change. You know, come have fun tomorrow because gospel can be fun and it can be fulfilling. And you come to this gospel show and you're going to find that out and you'll like it. You might surprise yourself. Just come join me and just enjoy yourself. It'll set it up for your whole week and you'll be able to share a smile with everybody you meet. And that's important, especially nowadays. Okay? Thank you one more time for joining me here. Everybody in the chat, I appreciate you all so much. I'm not going to name names because I will inevitably forget somebody, and I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings because you're all precious. And thank you, Sue, for joining me in the studio. I really love having you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
And I want you to get well, honey, because being in pain is not fun. I can attest to that as well. And thank you, Victoria, for hanging in there and listening this whole time. You're a gas, girl. You're funny. But anyway, okay, everybody, I'll see you tomorrow, Sue, I assume. As long
okay.
as God will and the creek don't rise.
Right.
I'll welcome you, honey. I love seeing you here. All right, everybody. I hope to see every one of you tomorrow. We're going to have a good time. So, hey, I leave you with Elvis singing I'm Falling in Love Tonight.
I'm falling in love tonight. Somehow I know the beautiful world tonight is sharing its glow. When love let me down before, I said I was through, but I'm falling in love tonight with I laughed and played the game. One kiss and then goodbye. And out went the flame. But somehow you've changed me, dear. This time it's true. Falling in love tonight with you.
A song that came out a few years ago. It's not mine, but I'd like to sing it for you anyway.
Go!
about you. And so I beg you, let it be me. Don't take this heaven from one.
Don't hold back, y'all. Let's play.
Let's cling to someone now and forever. Let it be me.
Some of the lights to play his thing.
Just